821 here on the WSPL Morning Show. I welcome in a very special guest. That is Streeter Firefighter Brian Park, as we talk about a very big initiative that they're going to be getting started here in the month of November. Brian, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great, Nick. How are you this morning?
Oh, doing just fine, thanks. And Brian, talking about this initiative, it's called the Streeter Fire Safety Initiative, and basically it's the department's plan to put a smoke detector in every single home. So what was the idea behind this initiative?
Well, Nick, it was actually the idea of Fire Chief Gary Bird to get a hold of the American Red Cross to see if we could get a few smoke detectors for people who are in need. And a few smoke detectors turned into as many smoke detectors as we need. The American Red Cross has just last year started a new fire safety campaign, and they have smoke detectors for everyone in Streeter if we can get them to them and install them. That's the caveat that Red Cross asks that we install them and we document exactly where they're put. They want to be able to track these smoke detectors and see exactly what the smoke detectors do.
Now, you talk about having a smoke detector in every home, and smoke detectors have been known to save numerous lives, including during overnights when people happen to be sleeping and a fire might spark just somewhere in the home. And, you know, it's a very great initiative and, you know, something that, you know, it's a very good initiative on top of that. But how do you guys look to, tackle every single resident in the city?
Well, we're not going to lie. We're not going to tell you that it's going to be easy to do. It's going to take a long time. We know we're in this for the long haul. What we're asking for at the moment is we're asking for as many volunteers as we can find to help us install these smoke detectors and track these smoke detectors. We're actually going to be having a meeting coming up on November 7th, which is a little over a week away. We're going to have the meeting at the fire department, and we're going to have the meeting about 10 a.m. What we're trying to do is we're trying to see what kind of interest the community is going to have in this program. We're trying to get as many people there as we can to sign up. We're going to hear some speakers from the American Red Cross. I'm sure someone from the fire department will say a few things. We're also going to have some people speak who have experience with not having smoke detectors in their home, so that'll kind of give a little, little backstory behind smoke detectors and how important they are. So this meeting is going to be on November 7th at 10 a.m. And we're going to do a little short meeting. And then after the meeting, and after we get people signed up to help us, the American Red Cross is going to put on a short smoke alarm installation class, I guess you might say, a little class on how to successfully install smoke alarms, so that if anybody's there on Saturday and they want to help in the long run, they'll have a little background and knowledge on how to successfully install a smoke alarm.
Now, speaking of that meeting again, Saturday, November 7th at 10 o'clock at the Streeter Fire Department, is there a specific number you guys are really looking for as far as volunteers go, or is it just as many as you guys can get?
We are hoping for as many as we can get. So I was just speaking with the fire chief yesterday, and we don't know whether to expect 8 people or 800 people, and that's kind of a good thing. We'd rather, as many people as can come down and help us, the better. We're hoping to be able to map out a plan to canvas the community. We have some high-risk areas in town that we're going to try to canvas first, and hopefully we can create a plan next Saturday with the numbers that we have and go from there as far as installations. We know this is going to take a matter of months. It's not going to take a couple of weeks to get this done. Mm-hmm. This is going to take a long time, but we'd rather set our sights high and try to get the whole thing done in a matter of months than to set our sights low and try to get everything done in a couple of weeks.
We're speaking with Streeter Firefighter Brian Park here on the WSPL Morning Show, talking about their fire safety initiative to install a smoke detector in every home throughout the city. And Brian, if anyone has any questions, before next Saturday's meeting, how can they get a hold of somebody to ask some questions or get a little bit more information?
That's a good question, Nick. Right now, if you have a question about the program or helping out, you're more than welcome to call the Speaker Fire Department non-emergency number. The number is 815-672-2266, and we'll be more than happy to help you out with any questions you might have. Also, as of now, we're not going to be taking requests for smoke alarms. That will change, however, after the November 7th meeting. If you have a request for a smoke alarm, if you need a smoke alarm, you can call the fire department, and we can put your name on a list, and we'll try to get around to your home as quickly as we can. Just want to say something, Nick, real quick about the American Red Cross.
Sure.
You know, it's been absolutely amazing how much they've been willing to help in this campaign, and they are very excited to be able to get into Streeter and get their home fire safety message across. They've already saved 27 lives with this program, which is amazing to me. You know, the numbers are really, really good as far as how many they've already installed 125,000 smoke alarms across the country. And they've already proven to save 27 lives. That's an amazing number, just by tracking the smoke alarms that are installed and house fires that have happened since. They've been able to prove that they've saved 27 lives. So our hope at the Streeter Fire Department is maybe we don't save 27 lives with our smoke alarms that we install, but maybe we save one, or maybe we save two. And so and that'll make all the difference, and that'll make everything very worthwhile.
It's definitely a very worthwhile campaign, as you just mentioned there, and saving as many lives, including in, again, we just talked about it earlier, how fires can just spark when you're not even at home or when you're fast asleep. And sometimes, you know, without a fire detector, you might not even wake up to a smell of smoke. And unfortunately, those cases don't come out to be the best. But, you know, this is a very good initiative that you guys are putting on. The American Red Cross always does a very good job with not only this program, but a lot of the different types of programs that they have that go through that organization. So it's very big that they're hitting up the city of Streeter to pull this program off as well.
Yeah, we are more than happy with the American Red Cross. Like I said, they are so excited to get into Streeter and to spread their message and to get their smoke alarms installed. Another thing I would like to point out is that these are smoke alarms that aren't going to require changing batteries every year, as some smoke alarms do. These are 10-year smoke alarms, so for the next 10 years, we can guarantee that these smoke alarms will be working, and in the proper place, they'll be the night watchman, as you may, for everyone as they sleep.
Yeah, and as we know, that could also save a lot of money on the pockets, because double A's can get quite expensive after a while as well.
Yeah, you're very true, and this is a good time too to remind people to change the batteries in their smoke alarms. About now, we're going to be changing the clocks on Saturday, and usually we tell people whenever they change their clocks to change their smoke alarm batteries, make sure they work. If you don't change your batteries, at least test your smoke alarm and make sure that it's working.
Streeter firefighter Brian Park here on the WSPL Morning Show. Thanks so much for joining us this morning about the Streeter Fire Safety Initiative. Hope everything goes really well. Hope you guys get lots of volunteers, and we'll be sure to get this message out there next week as well, right before your meeting on that Saturday.
Very good, Nick. Thanks for having me on.